love that.
Yeah, I love. He walked us down to my stepdad's house where I was living at the time, and then he texted
planning
us.
Planning on asking her
on a date. But he never...
But I didn't hear the ball.
I got up to my stepdad's house and got a text, will you go on a date with me? And we've been together.
For 6 years. Basically, Karen was getting run over before she met me.
So I was just like, I wasn't caring. I was just letting anybody come in and do what they want at the time. Just got to the point where I was that low and... You know what I mean? I was that lonely. I was just wanting company. So I was letting anybody that come in just walking over us. Because I'm just soft, because I'm
house.
Just...
Using the house as a den.
Using my house and just that, yeah. But then I met Bobby and then things got better. Then worse, but better.
She was here again my conversation on the bus.
I wasn't. I wasn't here again. He was sitting at the back of the bus, right, on the phone. And I was sitting like 2 seats in front of him. Anybody would have heard them.
So off the bus, she went, mister.
And I never went, mister.
Are you going to... Hey, that. She went, mister, are you going to see Peter Kinghorn? And I went, she went, would you be able to show me the way?
It was good at the start.
It was good at the start. Then the drugs took a hold. It was on drugs way before I met Carl. My dad was an alcoholic. I met life free, I was a parent, an alcoholic. Me, it was just pure pressure.
Circumstances change in life. You know what I mean? I used to think, why would people want to do take heroin? What would make people think in their mind to take heroin? I know what I mean. And then one, my circumstances in my life changed, and I go out and I done it. I never thought I would ever do it. I said I would never ever do that. But circumstances in life changes. So something happened when I was like 26. I got PTSD and manic depressive, and I went to my sister's and she had it, and I asked for her to try it. So I tried it. And he got the jail, and then I got bad on heroin. And I got really, really bad. Like, he never seen me at my worst, which I'm glad. I didn't tell him because I didn't want him thinking, worrying about us and all that. And then he came out for that 3 months, and then when he went back in, that's when I got really, out. Really bad. Really bad on it.
And that's when I said, Tom, just go and deal with
it. He says, go on with your life. And... But if I'd only been with him for a few months, then I probably would have went on with my life. But because I'd been with him for a few years, I loved him and I wanted to stay sick by him.
3 weeks before I went in his jail, I went, is it ever enough of this? I says to her, I'm not doing this anymore, I'm sick of these drugs. Go on meth, we'll show your life out there and then. It's getting after
It's coming off the methadone, it's hard. Because he's just done it, he's came off the methadone.
We still see the drug users, Ken,
that we know, people that we know that are on drugs. When we were on drugs, we still see them,
and we still speak to them, and they can that we're off or hang out.
But they keep trying to offer him stuff. They're wanting to drag him back into that life. My decision was years later. I went on the methadone, which helped us, because I don't touch it. I don't touch it anymore. I don't touch Valium anymore either. I'm accepting the help. I'm wanting the help, and I'm accepting it. You know what I mean? I'm doing it properly. But I think I'm doing it properly. No, I mean, I'm up and down, and I just need a bit more support, that's all. Because he took drugs for longer than me, people, they think what a mismatch. And like I say, people are like asking me, what are you doing with him? And I've told them, it's going to take time for people to realise and believe that he's not like that anymore. It's not going to happen overnight. He thinks if it was for me, he'd be back in the jail already.
I'd be in still be in that vicious circle that he can't get out of. And it's just got in jail. In jail for a couple of months, in jail. I'm halfway to it, I'm not there yet. But I'm getting there. Because of
sort of, in a way, we sort of rely on each other. Do you know what I mean? I rely on him for things and he relies on me for things. You know what I mean? Like every couple relies on each other. In 10 years' time, I'd like to see we're married, settled down with kids, living in a nice wee house with a wee garden. Just us, happy.
And that's all I want to see, man.
Just to be happy.